This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 2nd of May. Yorkshire pulled off a sensational win on the final day against Derbyshire at Headingley. Despite the visitors scoring 475 in the first innings, they still surrendered a lead of 202, as Joe Root and Johnny Bairstow made huge hundreds yesterday to allow Yorkshire to declare on 677 for 7 early today. Jack Brooks then took 5 for 40 in the Derbyshire second innings, as they slumped from 139 for 3 to bowled out for 163, and lose by innings to 39 runs. Wayne Madsen and Wes Durston did both make 50s and had 94 for the fourth wicket, but Brooks and Anil Rashid contributed to a collapse of 7 for 24. There was an equally exciting final day at Trent Bridge as Durham Woolwich was minutes to spare against the home side. Resuming on 77 with his side on 145 for 5, Michael Lum completed his century, but it was Graham Swan's 57 from number 10 that looked to have taken Nottinghamshire to safety. Scott Borthwick and Gareth Breeze had chipped away throughout the day to give Durham hope, but Swan and last man Ajmal Shehzad added his 75. This left Durham needing 183 to win in 23 overs, a target that would be a tall order even in a 2020 match, let alone on a slow pitch against England Test bowlers in Stuart Broad and Swan. However, Broad was a disappointment and bowled too short, allowing Mark Stoneman and Phil Mustard to put on 125 in less than 12 overs as the first wicket. From there it was relatively straightforward, despite Swan taking 4 wickets, as the visitors won with 16 balls to spare. Rory Burns hit his second championship century of the season as Surrey edged the first day of the London Derby against Middlesex at Lord's. Burns saw his opening partner and captain Graham Smith depart to Tim Murtagh for a duck in the 7th over, but received to add 147 with Aaron Haranath for the second wicket. Haranath was caught behind off Stephen Finn for 61, but Vikram Solanke joined Burns and the two put on a further 64, prior to Solanke's dismissal to Corey Collymore. Burns finally became Murtagh's second victim on 114, but Stephen Davies and Xander de Bruyn batted through until stumps, taking the home side to 267 for 4. Luke Wells ended on 76 as Sussex closed day 2 strongly on 129 for 1 at Hove. Warwickshire's lower order had earlier hauled them up to 453 in their first innings, and Jonathan Trotter departed early on, 4 short of 3 figures. Chris Wokes hit 72 from number 7 and shared 103 with Tom Milnes for the 8th wicket. Chris Jordan and Steve McGoffin were the picks of the Sussex attack, finishing with 7 wickets between them. In Division 2, Northamptonshire took a slender lead over Kent thanks to Stephen Peters and Stephen Crook. Peters prevented a top-order implosion, batting the 30th first-class century of his career, helped see off the threat from Mark Davies and Charlie Schreck. Crook then took the game to Kent and hit a fluent 62 off 79 balls to haul his side up to 303. That was a lead of 32, which Kent then reduced by 6 prior to stumps. Gloucestershire need 172 more on the final day to beat Leicestershire, to reaching stumps in their run chase on 16 for none. Leicestershire's second innings had early stuttered to 217 as 3 men fell in the 40s. Benny Howell was the day's main wicket taker with 3, while there were 2 each for Will Gidman and Craig Miles. Lancashire still trailed by 15 runs after reaching stumps on day 2 at Colwyn Bay on 104 for 4 in their second innings. Michael Hogan ended the pick of the Glamorgan attack with 3 for 29, while there was another scout for the impressive Mike Reid. Murray Goodwin's 69 had helped Glamorgan earn 119 run first innings lead. Simon Kerrigan, though, chipped in with 4 for 48 and Carl Hogg with 3 for 44 to limit the lead to manageable proportions.